Archers of Loaf, and Red Sovine's Big Joe and Phantom 309. That's one of the bonus tracks on the second disc that comes with the Archers album VV, originally from a Tom Waits tribute record. But impossible to find now, although I have a copy, but I'm keeping it. But you can get it on the second disc of the VV record. Yeah. Before that, more recent Archers. What was the album called? Oh, gosh. Can I read it? Is it on here? There it is. Oh, look how small that is. Archer. No, I can't read that. Oh, well. But the song we heard, which was great, is called Slick Tricks and Bright Lights. I love it when he does the falsetto thing, especially knowing what he used to sound like. And he's got like a near death metal voice, and then he starts singing in falsetto. I'm going to request songs. I'm just going to request anything in falsetto, whatever he wants to do. I don't care what it is. All falsetto set. Maybe the early show, he'll do all falsetto because his voice won't be able to do it all night long. So, yeah, we'll get that out of the way early, maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Eric Buckman playing in my living room this Saturday. Two shows, for Pete's sake. 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. The 8 p.m. show is sold out, but still lots of room for the 3 p.m. matinee. And, you know, it's the afternoon, right? Maybe you got kids. Although maybe your kids are attentive and they like music and you want to treat them, bring the kids for free. Yep. I got a few kids coming already, and if we get a few more, Fred Penner says he'll come and do an opening set. But Fred Penner said he'll come and play for me before and never shown up, so I don't know that I'd, you know, don't hold your breath is what I'm saying, okay? But still, yeah, bring the kids for free in the afternoon if you want, to come. And if you want to buy a ticket, the only way to do it is at undertowshows.com. Usually when we do shows at the Studome, you just email me or e-transfer or pay at the door or do something. But because I'm not in charge of this one, it's through undertowshows.com. And it'll run you about $35. It's like $25 US, which translates to about $35. So, yeah. So I hope to see you Saturday. So after Archers of Loaf ground down to a halt in the late 90s, I guess, Eric's next project was titled Crooked Fingers. And definitely not near as loud and raucous, for sure, but definitely interesting and a little more moody. A little more organic, maybe. And he started hanging out with folks like Nico Case. We're going to hear her on this next song from the album Forfeit Fortune. And we may even hear from Eric and Nico themselves in conversation in this next set. That would be cool, wouldn't it? I think so. But here's a little number called Your Control. Crooked Fingers on the Twang Trust.
you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
You're gonna keep trucking then. You're gonna just keep making records.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a couple projects I want to do in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have exact shapes to them yet. I would totally make a duets record with you.
Yeah, I'd do that.
But I would get sick of my own voice on it, and I'd probably end up going, why do we need my voice on this? It could just be Eric Bachman.
That's the kind of thing that has to happen in a way that's...
We'd have to fall into it.
We'd have to fall into it, and just kind of, it would take 5 years, and like, oh, I send you this, and you send me that, this kind of thing, you know? It's the kind of thing where you can't just, we're going to do this, because then it's just, we're both, you're busy, and I know that there's a world that can do that stuff, but I don't think either, maybe you do, but I just don't work like that. I suspect that you don't as well. But
I don't either. I like to sometimes give myself a challenge, like, okay, you can only use this to make this.
Right.
Like, that just gets you to push the idea.
Yeah.
Or, like, we could set it up like, oh, well, John Rawhouse is going to engineer all the vocals that we do together, so we'll go to John's for the weekend or something.
Right, right.
And basically end up hanging out and belly laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
Belly laughs make great music. Like, this whole being bummed out making great music thing is a total lie.
Yeah, you don't get very far. You're just squirming in the sand because you're depressed. You don't get anything done if you're really depressed. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you just pick at sores on your head and think you're a failure. Whereas belly laughing, your sense of mission, it stays pretty strong.
Yeah, you wake up ready to go because you're not bummed out.
Exactly.
Well, the seed is planted. I don't know if they planted it in our heads or whatever, but I like the idea of doing something like that.
Like, we could make a 45 of duets even.
Yeah, we could make one more song.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Limited edition. Yeah. Like, we could totally do that. Because remember, you could used to be able to fit like 5 songs on a 45 and it'd be a little EP. And
what are your favorite duets? Like, when you think about, you know, everything from like the old Mary Ford, Les Paul, so that's not really singing duets, I guess. But when you think about all the duets that were ever, what comes to mind for you first? Like, boom, this is what I think of as the classic duets.
I like the kind of Mickey and Sylvia stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I like Richard and Linda Thompson a lot.
Oh, that stuff's ridiculously good.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that aren't really duets. They're more like harmony singing with each other. Like, I loved the Carter Family stuff because it was so strange, and I loved that they never changed the gender pronouns. So Sarah Carter would be singing about her girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I love Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard.
Oh, man, yeah.
Those are some of my favorites.
You're going deep. That sounds great. That stuff's great. Yeah.
Going deep. And maybe the ultimate is like Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those are just gross.
Those are so beautiful.
They're so good. It's like, it just doesn't get better than this, you know?
Yeah, even as sort of the production value on some of this that I'm about to say is a little bit slick, that Donny Hathaway, Roberta Flack stuff, it's very, but those, if you're going to talk about like,
so good,
that stuff's amazing to me. His voice was so amazing. And then knowing his story and everything, it's just so sad and how she couldn't really help him.
Yeah.
You know, just a sad, I think the story enhances the mythology of it, but it's just so sad, you know?
Any Sammy Davis Jr. duet with anybody ever is always great.
Yeah. I always felt very influenced, not intentionally really. It was almost after the fact, but I don't necessarily like the topics that they sing about, but just the fact that you mentioned they're duets without being duets, it's more like harmony singing, is the Lee Hazelwood, Nancy Sinatra stuff.
Oh my God, so good.
When They Get Weird. I like all of it, but he's such a weird guy, you know.
Totally weird.
That always worked well for me. And in fact, Sleep All Summer was kind of me trying to write this sort of pop song that they never wrote. That was kind of my thinking when I tried to start finishing that song, because it wrote very weirdly. It took forever to write it, you know.
It's too good, though.
Well,
like, Nancy and Lee are some of my favorites sound-wise, but they don't make me cry. That song, I had to pull my car over and cry the first time I heard it.
It's too self-aware or something. It's like, we're going to be weird. Let's get weird. And they get weird. And it's like, it's cool. I like that you're weird, but you're not.
It's like Lee Hazelwood was always writing a weird Western
every
single time.
It was always very stylized. Like, is he really like that by himself in his room when he's depressed? Is he really, is that how he thinks?
And there was always some like creepy, like leaving my seed kind of thing going on. And you're like,
I mean,
ew.
It's kind of weird. He's weird.
And Nancy was like some virgin witch in those.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she was always some sort of spirit or physically attainable I don't know what. Just the it was just the weirdest dynamic ever.
Yeah, it was a weird dynamic.
And but it totally worked.
It did.
Having an entire orchestra behind you probably makes a lot of things sound pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, it does. And he was a good arranger, and he wrote good changes and things. I thought the chord changes were cool, and the way things came in. His voice was always so loud. When you listen to, Sorry for the Things I Said, his voice is so loud. You can never try to make a record and try to get the vocal sound right and have his mixes, because his voice is mixed so loud on those records. His voice is mixed so loud. But, it sounds great.
Yeah, I use those recordings a lot to try to, they're the ultimate in trying to get your stereo to sound really great if you're going for, the analog 70s stoner dad setup.
That's right.
The low end on those records is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. There's something about it that literally smooths you out.
Yep.
I'm sure there are scientific ways to explain it, the frequencies, the levels, the distortion, everything.
Yeah.
But they nail it. It's kind of like Steve Miller records do that to me, too.
Yeah, it's almost like the bass drum and the bass guitar, everything, that they just hit the tape so goddamn hard that that tape compression sound just makes it become one massive, beautiful
flop,
you know.
I can't get enough of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a great sound. It's a great thing, and it's hard to... Well, you just gotta spend the money and do it these days, but...
But nobody does anymore, because now it's so expensive, and thanks to streaming, there's no advances anymore, so...
Yeah.
There's never gonna be. There's no one in this world needs me. There's never gonna be. And yet sometimes in my dreams I hear.
doesn't mean I'm gonna be a better man. Gave the ocean what I took from you, so one day you could find it in the sand and hold it in your hands again.
Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra. There's a song that didn't see the light of day till a few years ago when they reissued their first Lee and Nancy album. A version of The Kinks, Tired of Waiting for You. Just gorgeous. Oh, love that one. Before that, a Nancy and Lee approximation, courtesy of Eric Bachman and Nico Case. Sleep All Summer from Nico's last album, Hell On. Originally on Crooked Fingers' album, Dignity and Shame. And then Eric spent a good chunk of time touring as Nico's guitarist. And, yeah, and she ended up covering that song on her last album. Pretty swell. And we heard another song they did, too. Your Control off the Crooked Fingers record. What is it? What's it called? Where's my thing? Where's my thing? My thing's gone. My thing. It's not even there. It's over here somewhere. Fortune something. Fortune Feimster? No. Forfeit Fortune. That's it. And we heard Nico and Eric chatting there. That's from just a little tiny clip of a great podcast called Talk House. And it's like an hour long, Nico and Eric just going back and forth talking about everything. And we heard him talking about duet singers. So, you know, we threw in some Lee and Nancy in there. And now we're gonna continue. We're going to let the next set be programmed by Nico and Eric, what they were all going on about there. Here's a song. You might know and love this one from Aretha Franklin, but this is a really neat version. It's Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack from the early 70s, same record that brought you the original hit version of I Need a Friend, or what's that? Is that the Carole King song? I was going to say I Got a Friend in You, but that's Toy Story. Anyways, we're not playing that song. This one is called Baby, I Love You, here on the Twang Trust. Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack. Mr. Music, please. Please. Oh, come on. Cooperate. Ah.
Cause you know I'm gonna give it to you. I do declare that I wanna see you with it. Stretch out your arms, cause you know you're gonna get. Cause I love you. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, I love you.
just a shadow where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide our wrong, you and me at the dark end of the street, you and me. I know the time's gonna take its toll. We've got to give back all the love that we stole. It's a sin and we know it's wrong. Oh, but our love keeps coming on strong. You and me at the dark end of the street. Just you and me. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us someday. We'll steal away to the dark end of the street. Just you and me. If you take a walk downtown and you take the time to look around, if you should see me and I walk on by, oh darling, please don't cry. Tonight we'll meet at the dark end of the street, just you and me. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us someday. We'll steal away to the dark end of the street, you and me, you and me,
you and me,
you and me,
you and me,
you and me,
you and me,
you and me,
you and me,
you and me,
you and me,
you and me,
you and me.
One look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I sacrificed for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead,
on,
always there in time of need.
No looking back for us. We got love, so love.
Sylvia on the Twang Trust. Love is strange. Isn't that true? We'll thank DJs Nico Case and Eric Bachman for that set of music there. Before that was Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, You're All I Need to Get By, and Richard and Linda Thompson doing the old James Carr classic, At the Dark End of the Street. That's a bonus live cut on the reissued version of their album, Pour Down Like Silver. And we started that set off with Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack with Baby, I Need You. No, Baby, I Love You. That's it. From their self-titled album, 1972. So, yeah. Eric Bachman live at the Studome this Saturday. 8 p.m. show sold out, 3 p.m. matinee, plenty of tickets available. You know, the hipster matinee just hasn't quite caught on yet, but you're going to get him in better voice in the afternoon for sure. So that's really the show you want to do. And then you can go out that night and do whatever you want. It'll be a time. You can get tickets at undertowshows.com, and I make nothing. In fact I'm out of pocket for putting sodas and snacks out, for Pete's sake, but I love doing it, and it's an insane treat. Imagine your favorite artists play in your living room. I say this all the time, but it's like, if you told me that was going to happen when I was 16, my head would have exploded. So be there this Saturday to watch my head explode, because really, I haven't matured any since I was 16. You know, I was a very mature 16-year-old. I'll give you that. But really, that's sort of where it stopped. Yeah. Of course, I don't know. You know, I've been, whenever I read reviews, you know, I check out the All Music Guide, and I was trying to pick out some songs and getting some info and stuff from Eric's back catalog. And so many of the reviews mentioned Bruce Springsteen. And I don't know if Eric's really, you know, that big a Bruce fan or not. He did cover The River on the Reservoir Songs EP, which folks are always requesting songs from that. He does a version of the Queen David Bowie song, Under Pressure. You'll hear like 17 people request that this Saturday, and he's not going to do it. It's just, it's not something you can pull off on your own. His version of The River, he could probably pull that off. I don't know. I may have to bug him. We'll see. But this one always gives me Bruce vibes. It's maybe my favorite of his songs. And it's from the Crooked Fingers album, Dignity and Shame. And it's just got such a Roy Bittan 1978 vibe to it. And again, it's one of these songs that there's no way he can pull it off solo. So you're not going to hear it this weekend. But you're going to hear it right now on the Twang Trust. This is Crooked Fingers and Twilight Creeps.
Hidden has no use. Now you can fake it, or you can break it. You can shake it down and cut yourself loose from some daddy's leash. Or in the evening light, you can keep that shadow out of sight and sleep it off, hidden from. Some kind of holiday. Ain't no use no trying to make you stay.
Keep on.
2000, Superchunk toured with And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead and Crooked Fingers, and they covered Born to Run at the end of the show with everyone on stage, including Eric Bachman as Clarence Clemons on saxophone. Yep, that's who that was. Live in Atlanta at the Echo Lounge in the year 2000. Crooked Fingers, before that, Twilight Creeps. And we're creeping on out of here right now. Hope to see you at the Dome on Saturday when Eric Bachman plays two shows. Tickets still available for the 3 o'clock matinee at undertowshows.com. And speaking of old Bruce, we mentioned he did this one last week in Ireland, and we played the Pogues version. And now we can actually listen to Bruce's version live in Kilkenny from last week. It's Bruce Springsteen singing Rainy Night in Soho. We'll see you next week, kids, here on the Twang Trust.
I've been loving you a long time. Down all the years and all the days. And I've cried for all your troubles. Smiled at your funny little ways. We watched our friends grow up together, and we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven, some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower, and I stepped into your arms. Oh, rainy night in Soho, the wind was whistling all its charm. I sang you all my sorrows, you told me all your joys. Whatever happened to that old song, to all those little girls and boys? Sometimes I wake up in the morning, the ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence. I hear you talking in my head. Now I'm not singing for the future, and I'm not dreaming of the past.